Yes, that was the Evil Farm 2-minute version here on the Overnightscape Underground. 8:40 a.m. on our virtual day. Day one, track 20. Look at this. It's already the morning time. The sun is coming up here on the Overnightscape Underground. 8:40 a.m. Look at this. So, yeah, the Evil Farm 2-minute version, of course, you will be hearing the 10-minute version and then the full version, which is over 80 minutes long, coming up on this first day. I do enjoy doing some of the audio editing, but it is such a long, drawn-out process. That's why I kind of have started shying away from it with the Overnightscape, the main show. I hardly ever do any editing. And when I do field trips, I don't do any editing. It's too long and drawn out and painful sometimes. But it's, at the same time, it's a very fun thing. And you can distill things down to shorter versions and still retain the spirit of it. And I think I did that with that 2-minute version of The Evil Farm, which is coming up a little bit later. So anyway, coming up next, it is movie time. Yes. It's kind of a brand new thing for the world of the Overnightscape to actually present a movie, a feature film. This is quite amazing. I'm going to be playing you a movie called I'm from Arkansas, a movie from 1944. And going to be talking all about this movie. I really like this one a lot. I've listened to this entire movie several times already. And it is a classic. It's actually a very good movie. So to celebrate, of course, movie time means popcorn time. And I have some Dale and Thomas popcorn. They have new packaging. It's an odd kind of long bag. It says, Dale and Thomas popcorn, share some. Handcrafted gourmet popcorn. And they have new graphics. Kind of old-fashioned looking Dale and Thomas handcrafted gourmet popcorn. And I have the white cheddar and black peppercorn flavor. That looks good, right? DaleandThomas.com. White cheddar and black peppercorn is the delectable flavor in this bag. On the back it says, Chef Ed. That's right, we've got the world's first popcorn chef. Chef Ed graduated from the esteemed Culinary Institute of America, where he mastered flavor combinations and creative cuisine. All the while, he couldn't stop thinking about his secret obsession, popcorn, the delicacy. Now he spends every day dreaming up indulgent new flavors and inviting new popcorn treats. Pop Appetit? What? Okay. Whatever. Pop Appetit. Share Some. Circle R trademark. So the concept of Share Some, they've trademarked that. It's a registered trademark as well, right? Circle R. Wow. More than just a tagline. We at Dale and Thomas believe that sharing is about more than popcorn. It is about sharing what you have, what you know, and what you can do. Our commitment to sharing is so strong that we founded the Share Some Foundation, an organization whose mission is to promote the concept of sharing by acknowledging and encouraging others to share. This is like, this bag is putting me to sleep. It's so long and dull. Everyone has something that can help someone else. All we have to do is share it. Log on to sharesome.org and find out how you can help us share what we have with whatever. Let's get to the popcorn here. Forget all this sharing crap. How do we open this up here? Rip it. How do we open it? This is very important. After that boring writing, I bet it better be good popcorn. Let's see. White cheddar and black peppercorn. I taste there's a little bit of pepper on it. Well, I don't know. I'm going to shake it up. It's just like it's an okay cheese popcorn. It's kind of hard to screw up cheese popcorn. I mean, cheese plus popcorn equals good.
This is really nothing special. I was hoping for more of a pepper taste. I'm a huge fan of, you know, black peppercorns, you know. Got a little bit of it now. It's okay.
I got too much popcorn in my mouth.
Not bad. So we have this movie here. I'm munching on popcorn. All right, we had this movie called I'm from Arkansas, right? And it's on archive.org, and it's in the public domain, okay? The movie itself is in the public domain. I guess they had done the research. They found out it isn't in the public domain, so there's no copyright anymore on this. And I took the video version, converted it to audio, raised the volume a little bit, because it was kind of low, and that's what you're going to be hearing. It's 1 hour and 5 minutes long. A little short for a feature film, but I guess that's what it was like back then. There's some comments here. I think that I'll read these afterwards. As I said, I've listened to this movie several times, and I think it's great. It's a good movie, and also good in audio. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of crazy stuff. So the movie is from 1944. Let's see what it says on the IMDb. Let me get some water, by the way, here. Some water. Isn't this great? I'm actually going to be playing a movie here on the Overnight Escape Underground. It's awesome. And the first of many, hopefully. I'm not going to play this any movies. I mean, obviously they have to be like public domain. And ones that I think work well in audio and are entertaining. So this one is great. It was released on October 31st, 1944, so on Halloween. Some taglines. They're claiming these are from the original poster. A new high in hilarity. A hilarious comedy. I guess like hillbillies. Hey, 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 H-A-Y. A barn full of fun. This movie is deals with hillbillies to some extent, but as you'll see in these comments after the movie, I'll read some of the comments that are on the Internet Archive. This is not an offensive movie; it really is not. Some stuff from that time period, of course, tends to be a little offensive. I don't think there's been anything really offensive in there. What other information do we have here? I don't want to tell you too much about it. I want you to just enjoy it, sort of as a movie. One thing I will say is that there's a guy in here who does this thing called double talking. This guy Cliff Nazzaro, and you'll hear him. I want to talk about it so that you notice it. I remember hearing about this. I watched something. I have a memory, a very vague memory, from when I was a kid watching a TV show or something. I think with my father or my grandmother. I don't know who it was. My mother's mother, Evelyn. I don't know. But there's a guy, and he's talking, but you could understand every other word, and I thought it was something called doublespeak. And you'll hear this guy, he's like a judge, and he does this thing. So this guy, Cliff Nazzaro, is this actor who is famous for this doublespeak concept. Let's see if I can find any information about this guy. Cliff Nazzaro. So I really never knew who this guy was or what else he was in. But apparently that was his gimmick. He could talk, and as he was talking, he would throw these words in that made no sense. And he was really good at it. What do we have here? I thought I had some kind of a link to this. Let's see. Double talker.
famous Hollywood double talker Cliff Nazaro. I can't find this stuff. Maybe I'll find more about it afterwards. But you know, he was his double talker, and I'm glad I had no idea who it was. I just thought it was interesting that that this movie, which I found on archive.org as a public domain movie. Here we go. That I'm trying to say that it would have this guy in it who I was sort of aware of. The screenplay of this is talking about a different movie called You'll Never Get Rich. The movie's comic relief is provided by two fellow recruits played by a double-talking comic, Cliff, quote-unquote, swivel-tongue Nazaro, who sounds like an incomprehensible Joe Pesci and so-and-so, so-and-so. So it was kind of interesting. I guess he was in a lot of stuff. I think I have his filmography. Where that's all he did in these movies. He was always like the guy that just did double speak. Wow, his filmography has 46 entries between 1930 and 1946. He lives until 1961. Wow. Let's see. Trivia. This is on IMDb. For Cliff Nazaro, former vaudevillian artist and master of ceremonies, a comedian specializing in double talk. He played character and bit roles in numerous, mainly B films. Let's see if there's any movies I recognize here. I'm sure not. Hey, look at this. I'm from Arkansas. It looks like it's his fifth from last movie that he made. I'm not sure what happened to him in 1946 that he stopped making movies. But I guess maybe he retired. These are all just Shanty Town, Pardon My Stripes. These are not movies I'm aware of. Forged Passport. He played Shakespeare in that one. I guess, like, you know, they it's all about his talking ability. So maybe Shakespeare was like a nickname because he talked so funnily. But you'll hear him. And a lot of he's just one small part of the movie. Which is, I'm from Arkansas. Yeah, and we have all these reviews and everything. A lot of great music in this movie as well. There's a lot of great stuff in this movie. So at this point, I'm going to eat some more popcorn, and we're going to check out this movie. Of course, if you want to just go to thearchive.org, you can watch it as well. But I think that, to me, a movie, you can sit and you can watch it, and that's one experience. But a movie taken to the audio realm, some movies are better than others, obviously. Some movies have a lot of just visuals with nothing, no people talking and stuff. But in this case, this movie has a lot of dialogue and very few things that sort of are hard to understand if you're not seeing it. So this is a great movie, and it becomes a different experience. It becomes a separate experience, right? The movie that you watch and then the movie that you listen to become a separate entertainment or artistic experience. And I'm really fascinated by that because there's so many movies that I've done that to, and really a fascinating thing. In fact, there's a website called listentoamovie.com. where you can listen to movies, and I've been doing that, and definitely a different experience, a very exciting and different way of looking at things. So here we go. The movie, it's movie time on the Overnight Escape Underground. This is I'm from Arkansas from 1944. And now, our feature presentation.